This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told him a ceasefire agreed to on Thursday is standing, even amid reports the fighting between Turkish and Syrian Kurdish forces has not actually ended. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire.
But the president says Turkey told him it was eliminated quickly. And in his words, the ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it is holding. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Mark Esper says American troops continue pulling out of northern Syria.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Meantime, the president says some European nations are now willing to take Islamic State prisoners from Syria, though he gave no details. He also raised some eyebrows with this statement.
We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East.
That seems disconnected to any known developments in the region, and officials here did not immediately explain just what the president meant. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to persuade lawmakers to back a Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, that comes ahead of a special session in the British Parliament scheduled for Saturday.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed by multiple blasts from explosives inside a mosque in Nangarhar province, Afghanistan, Friday. Reuters correspondent Mia Wormersley has more.
Scores of people have been killed and over 100 wounded in a bombing of a mosque in Afghanistan. Multiple explosions were reported to have hit the house of worship, according to the local authorities in Nangarhar province. This eyewitness at a hospital says it happened just as everyone gathered for Friday prayers. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Both Islamic State and the Taliban are active in the area. Taliban territory is at its highest point since the U.S. invasion toppled their government almost 2 decades ago.
That's Mia Wormersley of Reuters. Demonstrators demanding Catalonia's independence and the release of separatist leaders from prison jammed downtown Barcelona Friday as the northeastern Spanish region endured a fifth day of unrest. The demonstrations were mostly peaceful, though police did clash with a few hundred young protesters who threw bottles, eggs, and paint at the gates of the police headquarters in the city center. Demonstrators burned large trash containers before police responded with rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowds. Around 400 people, roughly half of them police officers, have been injured and 128 arrested since separatist sentiment surged on Monday. That was when the Supreme Court sentenced 9 separatist politicians and activists to lengthy prison terms. Hong Kong is bracing for its 20th straight weekend of protests. As VOA's Anita Powell reports, neither protesters nor the city's leader, Carrie Lam, appear ready to compromise.
On Friday, more than 1,000 people flooded the city's financial center, marching past banks and luxury stores, drawing hordes of curious onlookers and bringing traffic to a stop. Many protesters did not provide their full names out of fear of retribution from law enforcement. Police have outlawed unauthorized protests and the wearing of face coverings during public gatherings. Young people have played a central role in these leaderless protests. One-third of the more than 2,200 people arrested have been under the age of 18. More protests are planned this weekend, though they have not received police permission. Protests are also planned for every weekend for the rest of the year. Or until one of these entrenched sides gives in. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing trading lower. The Dow lost 0.95%, the S&P dropped 0.39%, while the NASDAQ fell by 0.83%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.